Well, we are going to shift gears now and talk a bit about addiction, a disease more common than you might think. This month on CKNW, we are telling you the stories of addiction through the voices of two people in recovery in our series Journey to a Life of Recovery. In today's episode, we meet two addicts who discuss their journey. After we hear their stories, we will speak with an addictions counselor from the Orchard Recovery Center about the complexities of addiction.
I started asking her questions about the relapse program, and she just called me on it, and she said, "Craig, stop talking. Can you be back here tomorrow?"
Then the shame and the guilt of, wow, I need to go to rehab.
Last time I drank was April 20th, 2012.
They're not thinking, "You horrible person, you need to go to rehab. My God, get out of our lives." It was, "Hey, I think, you know, it will be good for you."
My name's Craig. I'm just turned 58 years old, born in North Vancouver.
I was your professional, mother, intelligent, hardworking, you know. I don't want my name being used.
Okay.
I used to hear, you know, people say, "Once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic." And I never understood that. What do you mean? You don't drink anymore. How can you be an alcoholic? An alcoholic, somebody who just goes out and parties too hard and drinks too much. And that's not the case. I'm just an alcoholic because the moment I take a drink, my reward center, the lights are going off in my brain, and my brain says, "You need more, you need more." It doesn't matter that I'm not drinking. It's still present in the way that, you know, my brain is made. And if I pick up a drink in 5 or 10 years, it's still going to be the same. So I'm still going to be an alcoholic.
A huge part of my ongoing recovery is to remind myself that I'm an alcoholic and I cannot drink and manage my life. It does not work for me.
To continue in a life of sobriety, you have to be what's called teachable. And every day I have to get up in the morning, read certain books, you know, meditate and do what works for me to maintain a life of sobriety.
The other things that I never dreamt would happen is that I would actually have inner happiness. Like, how would I ever have believed that unless I had experienced it? But there's things that have to be done to get to that point. It's beyond worth it. I actually feel for the first time in my life that it's okay for me to present myself as I feel I actually am.
And it's okay to be me. I was very codependent before, and so my happiness was wrapped up in whether or not you were happy with me. Or, you know, I believed that my worth came from what everybody else thought. But I don't have that as much anymore. I mean, it's definitely a work in progress. There's no miracle that happens overnight. It just doesn't work that way.
In recovery, no one makes the promise that your life is going to be perfect and you're going to be happy every day. What recovery has given me is the ability to cope with life like someone who doesn't have alcoholism. So life still throws all sorts of challenges at me. I mean, that's just part of participating.
Yeah.
But, you know, certainly from that perspective, I feel a lot more capable at coping with life's challenges, and I participate in life.
It's going great.
Good.
It's going really well. Yeah, it's I don't have chaos in my head anymore.
Now, what's that like?
It's easier. People, you know, might think, how do you get through those hard days or the death of a family member or whatever? Just, it's a lot easier to do it sober because you you have clarity, and it's, chaos brings a multitude of feelings that are, you know, they're just swirling around and, you know, what do I do? Oh, my goodness, I feel this. Oh, my goodness, horrible. You know, it's up and down and up and down. Whereas now it's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Okay, done. I feel, you know, you pass through the feeling. It's not crazy.
Remember at the end of my drinking, I'd think at the end of the night, the world is a worse off place because I was in it. Now at the end of each day, part of my routine is to think, just reflect on my day. And you know, look at areas where I could have handled things better and also acknowledge areas that I made a positive contribution. And I think to myself, there has not been one single day since I've been sober that the world hasn't at least been a little better off or at least not worse off because I was in it.
I'm telling you about my story and telling your listeners about my story so that maybe somebody will say, wow, I have that committee in my head, or wow, there's hope. She sounds like she's doing okay. Mm. And I felt like that woman she's talking about from years before. Maybe there is a chance for me. And hopefully it resonates with somebody out there that, you know, that realizes there is happiness on the other side. You just have to make that jump. And it's truly not as scary. It's much better on this side. It really, really is. Yeah.